Daily Kids News.
Hello, Super Thinkers. Big Brain here. Welcome to episode 65. If you don't know the news, you are gonna lose. Today we're zooming from a chip the size of a sand speck all the way up to the moon, and then to a robot that might become a satellite's handy helper in space. Whoa! What if a science lab could shrink down so small you might lose it in your pocket lint? Scientists built a lab on a chip that's about as tiny as a grain of sand, and it can measure light to help figure out what something is made of. Here's the trick. The chip acts like a super mini tool called a spectrometer. A spectrometer is like a detective that looks at light. When light bounces off stuff, like water, food, or a mystery powder, it makes special patterns. Those patterns can give clues about which chemicals are there. Now add the extra brain power, AI. AI can learn to spot patterns really fast, kind of like how you can recognize your best friend's voice even in a noisy playground. So this tiny chip could someday help gadgets do quick tests, like checking water quality, helping doctors run small medical tests, or helping scientists study nature without hauling giant machines around. The mind-blowing part? Big science, teeny tiny package. It's like stuffing a whole science classroom into something smaller than a sprinkle on a cupcake.
Okay, kids, time for the next story.
Okay, picture this. The moon. But not just footprints and flags. NASA shared new plans for building up a moon base, and it includes moon buggies and even flying drones. So what's a moon base? It's like a super tough campsite for astronauts, except the moon has no air to breathe, wild temperature changes, and super dusty dirt called regolith. That means NASA needs smart machines to deliver supplies and set things up before people do longer visits. NASA's plan talks about missions that send cargo landers. Think of them as delivery trucks that land on the moon, plus rovers that drive around carrying tools. One mission idea is called Moon Base 1, and it's planned for no earlier than fall 2026. The goal is to deliver equipment using a lander, then start testing how future moon exploring could work. And those drones? On Earth, drones fly by pushing air with spinning propellers. But the moon doesn't have air, so any flying moon drone has to be very different. More like a rocket-powered hopper that can lift off and land in small jumps. It's like NASA is planning a new playground, where the swings are science tools and the sandbox is the moon.
Okay, kids, time for the next story!
Have you ever wished you could fix something instead of throwing it away? Well, in space, that idea could save satellites. Some satellites are like super important space gadgets that help us do things like watch weather, send TV and internet signals, and study Earth. But satellites can get old or have small problems, like a part that doesn't move quite right, or a sensor that needs adjusting. And since they're zooming way above Earth, you can't exactly send a person with a wrench. That's where a satellite mechanic robot comes in. The idea is a robotic spacecraft that can fly up to a satellite, especially ones in a faraway parking lot in space area called geosynchronous orbit, and do checkups. Think of geosynchronous orbit as a special lane where satellites go around Earth at the same speed Earth spins, so they stay over the same spot. This robot could inspect, adjust, and maybe even upgrade parts so satellites last longer. That means less space junk and more use from the tools we already launched. It's like giving space a repair shop, except the garage door opens to the stars, and the mechanic is a robot that never forgets where it put the screwdriver. Today we learned that science can shrink into sand speck chips. The moon might get delivery landers and bouncy exploration machines, and satellites could get robot tune-ups instead of being tossed away. That's a pretty big day for curious minds. Keep those neurons firing. See you next time.
See you tomorrow.
Woo!